That is Roger Hurst, MBE, the Police Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex. Roger, thanks for your time this morning. So we've got the government saying that there is a real terms increase in funding, but you saying we are things are tight and we're under a consultation for a possible cut to staff jobs. What? Who's right here?
Well, I think there is a real challenge in the way that the government does the maths. So you mentioned the 18.4 billion. That 18.4 billion assumes that all police services across the country raise council tax by the full 6%. So they're talking about the increase in real terms funding as a result of an inflation-busting increase.
So it's not new money. This is just saying
it's
you
not,
put...
It's not from central government. And you rightly pointed out in the preamble here that the larger part of funding for Essex Police comes from central government. But actually, this time around, of the increase, the larger part they are assuming in their calculations for a real-term increase comes from the Essex Council taxpayer.
Right, but that is happening, though, isn't it? So there is a 6% council tax rise, so therefore,
yeah,
therefore you have the extra funding and you shouldn't have to make cuts, should you?
Okay, so firstly, I'm really pleased that the public have, in the survey we did before Christmas, again said that their real interest is in getting crime down and seeing the service develop, and that they are prepared to pay more for it. So I'm pretty confident that we have the public backing for doing what we're doing, because what people really want to do is they want to see antisocial behaviour down, they want to see drug crime down, they want to see violence against women and girls down, they want to see road harm down as well, road deaths, serious injuries. And that's what we're investing money in. The reality is, though, that the government makes the decision about police pay. The government makes the decision about central government funding. They have increased police pay by 4.2% and increased overall funding, including the council tax assumption, by 3.6%. You can see that whilst 3.6% is ahead of inflation, it's, and only just, by the way, it's below police inflation, because 80% of our costs are, quite rightly, pay and salaries. So we're left with that gap to fill. They then loaded onto that, and again, I'm delighted that they are interested in the same things that we are. They want to improve neighborhood policing. That's in the police and crime plan. They want to reduce drug and knife crime. That's in the police and crime plan. They want to reduce violence against women and girls. That's in the police and crime plan. They've asked us to put an extra 39 officers into our neighbourhood policing teams. Great, but they've only funded 16 of those. So we have to, if we want to qualify for the grant, we have to move 39 officers into neighbourhood policing. That's not a bad thing per se, but they've provided us with £1.1 million to fund £2.6 million of extra cost. And to get the 1.1, we don't just have to spend the 2.6. If we fail, they've put 8.1 million at risk. So it's not, the 8.1 isn't extra money. The extra money is only 1.1. But they say that if we don't do it, we could lose 8.1 million pounds. Obviously, I'm not prepared to do that. The Chief Constable has come up with a really good plan for how we can move those officers into that place so that we can secure all the funding from central government that we can. But the consequence of that is that we are having to streamline elsewhere. Mm. Now, the good news from this government is they gave us earlier foresight of this than we otherwise would have had. So they did the spending review in June. So we've been able to be working on how to square this since June. But they did include a couple of late surprises, including one on the 29th of January, which has made us have to take some additional decisions.
And, I mean, away from the complicated budget chat, Roger, I mean, people will just be... people will be listening concerned that this might impact the effectiveness of policing in the county if you are consulting for possible cut staff jobs. What assurances can you give to anyone who has that concern when they're hearing the headlines?
So the conversations that the Chief Constable and I have had have been around: how can we work smarter? How can we streamline? How can we do more with less? And I'm confident that the changes that are being made are going to mean that Essex Police is in a shape to continue to drive crime down in the way that it has been. And we know we have to do more of that. You know, we may have reduced, Essex Police may have reduced antisocial behaviour by over two-thirds in the last 10 years, but it's still higher than people want it to be, than it needs to be. They may have more than halved murder. They have more than halved murder. But every murder, every lost life is something that we need to be trying very hard to avoid. They may have more than halved burglary, but that still leaves burglary happening on a weekly basis across the county. We need to drive it down further. And then when you look at the particular harms around violence against women and girls, we know that if we invest in CCTV, if we invest in making spaces safer because of more active patrols in key areas where women feel at risk, we know that if we engage community groups and have support for people, that they know they can be safer, if we improve lighting, etc. There's a lot we can do to make that better. We're doing it. It doesn't happen all at once. We need to keep on doing it, which is why we're asking the public for this support.
And Roger, just before you go, there's been a mention of 110 officers losing their jobs. Is that accurate? And if so, from where?
Not officers. The people who are being consulted with are police staff. And that is in various different areas across the service. It is, given that that's currently subject to HR compliant consultation, I don't want to speculate exactly how it's going to work out. As is proper with this, we will get feedback from the people affected and from their rep bodies, the unions, etc. And if they come up with better suggestions and better ideas, we will do those better suggestions. But we have to find better ways of working to mean that we can be getting the officers into the right place to do what we need to do.
But staff, not officers.
That's right.
Right, OK. Thank you. It's Roger Hurst, the MBE, Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex.